Chapter 4. The debris-filled smoke twisted and began slowly to settle. The dropping sun sent its deep afternoon light streaming down through the torn roof of the church, illuminating airborne flecks like falling snow through which officers searched the rubble for wounded and quickly moved shocked onlookers away in case of a second blast. No one seemed badly injured, but the miracle of escape was slow to instruct the villagers. They stood in little clusters holding one another, the shock of the deed reverberating in every face, beating in every heart. Charlie looked around her at the white petals of the wedding bouquets scattered across the detritus, as if some precocious flower girl had thrown a tantrum, flinging her pretty treasures. Near her, an old woman stood with her handkerchief pressed to her bloody forehead. As Charlie moved to help her, she heard Ryan shout for a medic and saw Ryan supporting Coralie French, Coralie's dark arm around Ryan's shoulder. Holding the old woman, Charlie wanted to run to Coralie. Pressing her handkerchief to the old woman's forehead, Charlie got her to sit down on the sidewalk. It was not a deep cut, only a scratch in an area that would naturally bleed heavily. As the woman rested against her, Charlie looked at the church where she and Max were to have been married, where, if they hadn't been alerted, she and Max, Clyde and Wilma, and the minister would have been standing with nearly the whole village crowded around them. The three standing walls of the church bristled with shards of debris embedded in the cracked plaster. The rows of velvet-padded chairs that had awaited the wedding guests lay splintered into kindling and blackened rags. One side of the carved lectern lay whole and apparently untouched, smeared black and dotted with silver-bright specks. The corner of a cardboard box lay near it, still covered with silver paper. How odd that the center had remained nearly undamaged. Sirens screamed again in the narrow street as two more ambulances careened to the curb beside squad cars, whose trunks stood open, officers snatching out first aid equipment. No villager could have done this. No villager could have performed such an act. Not now.